I'm a postdoctoral fellow in the Cancer Epidemiology Prevention and Control Training Fellowship at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health. My mentor, Kate Smith, is here as well. And we did this study related to cancer survivorship and dietary modification among adults aged 18 and over. Ann Klassen, who is also here, was also part of the study in addition to Keisha Koa. I also have no financial interests to disclose. So in this talk, I will be addressing some of the related literature regarding how older adults conceptualize cancer survivorship. I'll describe the methodology of the parent study, Eating for Life, and I'll move through presentation and a discussion of the findings. As a gerontologist with research interests surrounding cancer, I'm interested in understanding how older adults, in particular, attach meaning to the term cancer survivorship. That is, what does the term mean to them in the context of their present-day life, and notably the future? And of what impact is this on their self-identity and potentially future care? So the question is, why do we care about older adults with cancer in particular? So as you may know, in 2012, SEERS data came out, the Surveillance Epidemiology and Results Program, estimated there were nearly 14.5 million survivors of cancer. Of these, nearly 46% are age 70 plus, 70 and over. Improvements in survival are noted as reflecting advances in both earlier diagnosis, diagnostic techniques, as well as treatment techniques and treatment options. So as survivorship extends into later life, this presents a significant load on both the health and financial resources of both the individual and their family. Survivorship among the aged is of a particular concern for the complex issues commonly represented by older age, notably comorbidity and losses of functional decline. So Mullen in 1985 was the first to really articulate that cancer is rarely ever, quote unquote, cured, and thus may be chronic, and is rather absorbed into the individual biography. He was particularly critical of the notion that to be cured means that one is free of disease, which many felt did not accurately describe the complex phases of illness and outcomes emergent throughout the period of survivorship. Mullen thus proposed that there were three stages that mark acute, extended, and permanent effects of cancer. And it was this work that prompted much of the survivorship work that we see today. However, not much has been done in the area of cancer meaning and how meaning load imprints onto care trajectories and health-related behaviors. Thus, the work of various researchers has attempted to describe the biographical reconstruction rather than disruption that may result from and define experiences of cancer, thereby shaping reactions to disease. This study utilized a theoretical approach that was largely based in sociocultural paradigms of symbolic interactionism and phenomenology. Together, these ideas form the basis of our understanding of the experiences of chronically ill older adults and the meaning context in which they place what they feel has happened in their lives and the implications for their future. Further, the work of Nada Khan and her group described the ways in which people did not feel they could be classified as a cancer survivor. Many felt that it was a factual description of an experience, while others felt the term was not at all accurate as a portrayal of their experiences. The term, they felt, wrongfully described survivorship as implying death, that survival was a choice in some way, that survival implies being cured or having a changed identity, or that it represented those active in cancer advocacy. We use this work of Khan and her group to anchor our findings around cancer survivorship meaning. The larger study, as I talked about, was called the Eating for Life study. This was a prospective study of cancer survivorship and diet among adults age 18 and older with breast cancer, prostate cancer, and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. The study utilized a mixed methodological approach, and we draw the data for this paper from the semi-structured qualitative interviews with informants. These interviews queried around experiences and conceptualizations of cancer survivorship. Notably, we asked questions, do you consider yourself a cancer survivor? And what does the term cancer survivor mean to you? These interviews were audio recorded, transcribed, and entered into Atlas TI for text management. We then developed individual case studies for each informant in this sub-study based on a deep reading of each transcript, incorporating key codes, memos, and field notes. There were 53 informants in the larger study, where age ranged from 47 years to 74 years. The sample was 60.4% white, 35.8% black, and approximately 4% Native American, Pacific Islander, and Asian. As you can see, this group was very well educated. 42% had breast cancer, 37.7% breast cancer, and 15% non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. For this paper, as I said, we were specifically looking at exploring cancer survivorship meaning among the older adults in our sample. And by way of descriptives, in this group there were 21 informants. They ranged in age from 65 to 74 years. The sample was 76.19% white and 23.81% black. Again, this subsample was very well educated, and approximately 43% reported an income level of between $100,000 and $200,000 per year. 47.6% had breast cancer, nearly 43% prostate cancer, and 9.5% non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Okay. Several overarching themes emerged among the older adults in our research. First, cancer survivorship appeared to be related to experiences of time and how the individual life course and personal identity may be reconstructed around illness. Second, the term survivor was deeply entrenched with notions of death and finitude and appeared to be heavily stigmatized among this group of older informants who viewed survivorship largely as the opposite of death. And third, many did not identify with the term cancer survivor at all, but accepted it if it appeared to help others. So the first theme is related to experiences of time and biography. For many of the informants in our group, the experience of cancer was truncated in time as the individual biographical account was disrupted due to cancer and its treatment. Time appeared fragmented into periods of before, during, and after cancer treatment. Thus, thinking about themselves in relation to their cancer was not part of their identity and was instead described as a social definition. As one informant said, occasionally someone will come up to me and say, "Well, you're a cancer survivor." I said, "Never thought about it." Others felt their lives had been reconstructed around cancer and its experience, and this became enmeshed with their notions of self and identity. One informant said, "I have a feeling always that once you have cancer, it can always rear its ugly head at any point in your life." Further, their fears of recurrence became a central aspect of their definitions, and the time of survivorship was described as wrought with uncertainty. As one informant said, in response to what the term means to her, "It just means that I've conquered it, but I have to be careful after." This further pointed to why many did not identify with the term survivor. And how we look and how these older adults describe themselves in relation to cancer further hinted at a reconstruction from cancer. The cancer is a long-term chronic illness, not one with stages suggested by the term cancer survivor. As one informant said, "And it defines you because you're now viewing another dimension of your humanity by thinking of what if." Another component of how this group describes survivorship was related to describing cancer in relation to death. Perhaps due to the stigma of cancer as a quote-unquote death sentence among this cohort, who were coming of age in years prior to many of the medical advances we see today, They viewed cancer and its severity in relation to their own finitude. As one man with prostate cancer indicated, the severity of disease was central to definitions of survivorship. He said, "It's a very minor part of who I am. My wife, however, is a cancer survivor because she almost died." Some even described the experience as a battle for survival. As one man said, "I served in combat, and I said I never wanted to be in combat or war again. And in 2013, I said, now I'm back in combat and war, and this time the killer's within." Finally, others describe survival as luck, though this again tracked back to perceptions of cancer as a harbinger of death. One informant said, "You just beat it. You were lucky, and you beat it." Finally, among this group of informants, thinking of oneself as a cancer survivor was viewed by some as important only in the context of helping others. They described this as having a sense of purpose and appeared to have increased feelings of personal agency. One person said, "It kind of orients you to saying that you're here for a reason." Another described cancer survivorship and the cancer experience itself as God having sent them as a messenger to other people. Informants further describe survivorship as an opportunity to help others understand that, quote, cancer doesn't have to be a death sentence. For many of the older informants in our study, the term cancer survivor was ill-defined. During their formative years in adulthood, this cohort witnessed Nixon's 1971 National Cancer Act signed into law, thus ushering in the rhetoric of the quote-unquote war on cancer. In this way, many of this group conceptualized cancer in terms of life and death and described the term, the time of survivorship, as lacking a meaning structure. Thus, individual identity as both a cancer survivor and an aged individual seemed to exist in a highly confounded relationship. In this way, we look to theories of control and agentic behavior to describe both psychological adaptation to disease as well as behavioral modification and reaction. We therefore suggest that further research around the role of meaning and its relationship with health-related behavior throughout periods of survivorship be a next step. We note looking at differences in survivorship meaning across age groups. We further suggest investigations into behavior change through periods of survivorship as cancer meaning emerged in our study as related to health behaviors. As such, notably, one suggestion is the utilization of peer education interventions in relation to survivorship, as many felt an increased sense of agency in helping others who were experiencing cancer and in dispelling this myth that cancer was not a death sentence. This research, well, we would like to thank the National Cancer Institute and National Institutes of Health Office of Behavioral and Social Sciences Research for their funding of this research. Additionally, myself and Dr. Keisha Koa thank the National Institutes of Health, National Research Service Award for their training support. Do you have any questions? Okay, thank you.